And I'm joined on the line by Amelia Hart. Now, Amelia has created a wonderful mural on the two walls at the award-winning Beaches Care and Nursing Home here in Brentwood. So very good morning to you, Amelia.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Excellent. Now, before we talk about the work that you've done, the mural, how did you become involved with the Beaches?
So my granddad is actually a resident in the Beaches, so I heard about it through my family. So my nan and my mum were at a meeting about the Woodlands area, and yeah, they mentioned the mural, and then that's how I managed to get involved with it.
Now, the Woodlands area, because the Beaches is absolutely, I've been there, and it's beautiful, isn't it? It's lovely. It's an amazing place. And the Woodlands is for residents with dementia and cognitive issues. And
yeah,
and your granddad was one of the first residents there.
Yeah, he actually, I think he was the first resident that was up in that area.
Yeah.
And that was about 4 years ago now, I think.
So now, you are a third year art student at the Contemporary Art at Bath Spa University. So you're in your third year at the moment. So when you went into the space, describe the space before you actually started on the work.
Well, it was kind of used a bit like a dumping ground, I suppose. There was just very plain walls, and it didn't feel that bright. There's amazing views from the balcony, so that was something lovely to work with. But yeah, it didn't feel lived in, and it didn't feel very bright and colourful, so it was really nice to make a splash of colour in it.
Now, we are going to put the pictures up on the website after the interview so people can see the work you've done. So tell us about the mural. Where did you get your inspiration? And if you can, for people out there, just describe it so we can get an image in our heads of what it looks like.
So the idea with the mural was to try and make it feel like a garden, as the residents can't get downstairs that often. So I was looking at kind of English country gardens, and so I've used a wall on one side and a fence on the other, but then they look off into the distance. So one looks at a sunset with a tree in it, and the other's kind of like hills, maybe from Somerset or something. And then I've got a shed on one side and a tree and some sunflowers just to kind of brighten it up and make it feel quite like your garden might look.
And how long did it take you to complete?
It took us about a week to complete. Yeah, just under a week, actually.
And you've got some other people to thank as well.
Yeah, I had some big help from my mum, Andrea Hart. And then a lot of my family and friends came and got involved. So my boyfriend James, Madeline, Katie, and my cousin Grace as well.
Yeah, don't forget cousin Grace, because she won't ever forgive you.
Yeah.
Now, with the they're going to be adding to this as well. So they're going to be adding some astroturf and some sensory flowers. What does sensory flowers mean?
So kind of maybe like tobacco plants and just flowers and sensory plants that have a certain smell to them, where the residents might get engaged with them because of the smell or the colours and textures of them. So I think that's what sensory flowers mean. But yeah, it should look lovely when the flowers are all put in place.
And what's next for you? How long have you got on your art student? How long are you going to be studying for?
I actually finish in 4 weeks, so then I'll be graduating in July.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what's next. Hopefully this will help me to propel forward a bit.
And what sort of work are you looking for? What sort of avenues are you looking at?
I'd be quite interested in working in the theatre. At the moment, my work's kind of about texture and colour and engaging with people in that way. But I'd also just like to be a practising artist as well and just continue working.
Yeah. Well, I wish you best of luck. And I've been down to the Beaches, but I've not been in to see. I've seen your lovely pictures that you sent me, which will be going up on the website. But I'm going to go back there because I interviewed a very lovely lady called Greta, who's 102. If you've not met her, next time you go down, have a chat. She's hilarious, and what a life she's led. But it's a great place, the Beaches. We do have obviously the girls and boys come in here to have a chat about all the great things they do there. But it's a fantastic place, and I know that the mural that you've done is going to bring a lot of joy to people, and as you said, bring back, hopefully, because it's sensory, bring back memories. And if you want to find out more about the beaches, it's 01277 887 335. Well, you have a lovely day, and thank you so much, and thank you for the wonderful work you've done on the mural as well at the beaches. You have a good day.
You too.
All right, take care, my love. Bye. Bye.